Blog Talk Radio.
Time to open up your mind, time to raise up your voice, time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. You're on the online happy hour tonight. For those of you who don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend, was with a Z. The call-in number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. We are about to get live and get right, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a show for the ages. Hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who don't know, who are hearing this show before, and for those who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown. I'm joined with my co-host Ricky Williams and also Mika Money Watkins. We're broadcasting live out of the DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth area, and also a shout-out to our listeners and bloggers in Baltimore as well. It's Wednesday, September the 1st, and I hope you're ready, because tonight is about to get great, baby. I want to say thank you to our callers, to our bloggers, to our listeners. For those of you who chime in each and every week, we want to say thank you. Because of you, this show gets better and better each week. You know how we do, y'all. Tonight is no different. Pour yourself a good drink. Tuck the kids away in bed because they're back at school now. And we about to get live tonight. For those of you all who listened to the show last week, Mika and Ricky held it down talking about life after your ex. Some of y'all just can't let go of that previous relationship and don't know how to move forward to the new one because you just carrying bags and bags of just old shit. It ain't right. But sooner or later, you're going to get that issue resolved. But tonight, y'all, tonight, as you heard the music open up, music was actually spun on the ones and twos by Dallas, Texas's number one DJ all over the land, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. DJ Phil. And he puts it down, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be one of our featured guests tonight because we're talking about hip-hop, the status of hip-hop, then and now. Most of you who are listening were around before hip-hop was even existing, you know. Back in the day when we were younger, the hottest thing we had to listen to was probably Prince or the Jacksons. But hip-hop has evolved. It's grown on us. It's influenced a generation and has now become a lifestyle. And you can remember when the records used to just make the house parties rock, make the block parties last until they just can't stop. And now music has evolutionized into our clothing, our movies, our television. When it was once was laughed at, now it's something we just can't get rid of. So we're going to talk about that. The evolution of hip-hop, the status of hip-hop, then and now. And giving mad props to our special guest that's going to be chiming in from the East Coast. Can he kick it? Yes, he can, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Fight Dog. And before we bring him on the line, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to talk to Rick and ask him, you know, his thoughts about last week's show. Rick, you want to talk a little bit about life after your ex before we move forward to the hot one?
Well, a lot of people didn't want to call in, and I got some messages, and just like you caused some controversy, but you cleared some things up in my relationship as well. So it was cool. You know, I had a lot of people call, you know. And it was just, man, it was kind of cool to let me know that what we talking about, man, is getting to the point, folks. Somebody's listening.
What were some of the issues?
One of the biggest issues is like how you can actually befriend one of your exes on Facebook. A couple got divorced.
Wow.
issue, but a lot of people are still doing it. They're getting hung up. So we talked about, could it be just for sexual reasons? Could it be that he hurt you so much that you got to stay, you know?
Or is it that he's just an idiot?
Or it could be that.
How about that?
That person could be just an idiot.
That's an idiot.
So that's some of the things that.
We actually talk about.
So, Nika, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
So what you thought about last week's show?
Last week's show, it didn't get as heated as I thought it was. I think a lot of people were sitting at home still not over their exes, didn't want to call in. But definitely the ones that did call in and the conversations that we did have, it was therapeutic for me, you know, taking that step and moving forward and not holding on to the past and letting that keep you bonded. You know, you never know what you have ahead of you if you keep holding on to the past, especially if it was a bad relationship. And that friends with your ex thing, I think that could be a whole different show in its own right.
Yep, right on. I can agree with that completely. You know, speaking of different shows, we're going to get right into this different show. Hip-hop, ladies and gentlemen, let me just go on and get right to it. I'm going to pull myself a good drink. I'm going to sit back and have my guest chime in and talk a little bit about what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here. He's on the line. He's ready to talk to us. The one and only five-footer. Mr. Fight Dog is in the house. Fight, can you kick it?
Yeah, I guess so. What's up?
Everything is good, man. How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. Just maintaining right now. Taking a break.
That's cool. That's cool. We want to welcome you to the happy hour.
Glad to be here.
They just finished a tour, the Rock the Bells tour. They did their last show in D.C. on Sunday, and I actually had the opportunity to go, and they killed it. Like, I'm still riding the wave. My bells have officially been rocked. Summer can go ahead and leave now is what I've been saying since the show. I mean, it was crazy, 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 crazy. Yes. Did I say crazy? Okay. Whew,
all right.
Yo, that's, the show is really live. I posted a few pics that I took, too. They're on my profile on www.howwaswithaZyourweekend.com. So if you guys haven't created your profile, you should go on and check it out.
Absolutely. So, Fife, Nika's telling us a little bit about the Rock the Bell concert.
Say that again?
How was the concert from your perspective?
I mean, it was cool. Each show was good. The first show was L.A., then the Bay Area, then New York on Saturday, and then Sunday was D.C. And New York and D.C. was definitely the best shows. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, all across the board, it was really dope. The fans really came out. You know what I mean? And we tried our best to tear it down, you know what I'm saying?
Right on. Right on. And that's just an homage to hip-hop as it is, ladies and gentlemen. We got the one and only Fight Dog from the Tribe Called Quest on the line with us. So we're talking about hip-hop, the status, old school versus new school. You know, Fight, you've been in the game for quite some time. You know, tell us a little bit about what's going on, man. How did you get started in the hip-hop?
I mean, I'm from Queens, New York, you know what I'm saying? And basically growing up, if you didn't play some type of sport or chase the girls or something, then you you MC'd or whatever. If you didn't do none of that, you was basically labeled as a queer. So I was just a product of my environment, and I got down with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right on. So I take it you didn't play sports.
No, I did. I played basketball, football, and baseball. But being the shortest, I always had to prove myself more so than everybody else. I always had to work harder to prove myself because of my height or whatever. But when it came to the MCing, I had it hands down. So, you know, I didn't grow any, obviously. So NBA was out of the question. You know what I'm saying? And basically, hip-hop fell in my lap, and I took off with it. You know what I mean?
Real talk. Real talk. Well, you mentioned hip-hop falling into your lap, you know, being that we're in 2010, what changes have you seen hip-hop go into, you know, both positive and negative? Let's look at the positive first. What positive aspects have you seen hip-hop go into?
The positive aspect happens to come from the business side of things. I mean, you take somebody like Soulja Boy and the way he pimped this whole internet game, you can't even hate on that. You gotta pay homage and show respect to that. You know what I'm saying? The negative side, there's a lot of laziness going on. And a lot of the times, I don't even blame the actual artist. I blame the labels, and I blame radio. Because instead of looking for the next best thing, they're looking to see if they could duplicate. Okay, so-and-so sold 20 million records, so I'm going to use that same format or formula and try to at least sell 15 instead of going beyond and trying to do something different. You know what I'm saying? And it gives the artist every right to be lazy and say, well, the label said I should do it like this. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And they fall into that trap. And then you have some artists that know better, that come from my era maybe, or right afterwards, and they know better, and they still chose to go the lazy route. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really call it, but life is a cycle, man. It's going to come back around to what's real. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's wise for us, though, to force it into the young kids' heads. You got to fall back sometimes and let them make their mistakes. So if I tell my son the stove is hot, and he chooses to touch it, I'm going back up and I'm going to laugh at him. Like, how you going to change that? You know what I'm saying? Did you learn your lesson? You know what I'm saying?
That's a real deal.
Yeah.
That's real talk. For all our callers out there, keep in mind we got Fife on the line, and he's talking about the evolution status of hip-hop. You know, it's being played in the clubs. You know, it's being played on the radio. It's in your cars, it's on the internet, like Fife was saying, with the power of the internet. And we also got in studio, if you heard, on the ones and twos spending this show introduction today, DJ Phil here in Dallas, Texas, one of the hottest DJs nationwide. And I mean, Phil, what is your take on some of the changes that you've seen in hip hop as well?
First of all, Fife, much praise to you, bro.
Thank you, man.
My God, I've been growing up listening to you forever, dude. Hey. Yo, much respect.
Thank you, sir.
The biggest thing that I've seen, man, and Fife, I don't know if you can back me up on this, is technology. Technology has taken the whole game to a whole nother level. The reason I'm saying that is because people who have to actually have money, time, and effort to put into an album, you can actually do that within 1 week. You know, there's no effort nor time put into these projects nowadays. That's because technology is so much easier and so much faster that you don't have to do too much.
Right.
So, to me, that is the biggest issue that's going on right now, besides the fact of one-hit wonders, like he said. But I love some Soulja Boy. He's doing his thing. Marketing, he is a genius. But it's all about the music. It's all about the music that you put. And one-hit wonders, that's all that it is nowadays. You can play some older stuff from older cats, and it still get the party rocking, okay? But how long or how much further in the future can we going to hear Soulja Boy?
I mean, I really hope he lasts. I really hope he stands the test of time. You know what I'm saying? But the only way he's going to be able to do that is he has to take what he knows already from the internet game and added on to learning the history of what we call hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? If he could put those two together, sky is the limit. You know what I'm saying? But if he chooses not to, then he might have reached his peak already if he chooses not to. You know what I'm saying?
Sir, you've had 20 years. You have a song that's dated over 20 years, and it's still being played in the club, okay?
Right.
You really think that we're going to do Soulja Boy, you 20 years from now?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the history that's slacking right now. He didn't know the history like that. He just found a way to make some money. He took the baton, that so-called baton, and ran with it. But now all he has to do is get into it historically. Sit down with a Kanye West. Sit down with a Nas. Sit down with some true vets of the game or some true people who've had success in the game and learn. You can't go from 6th grade to 12th grade. You can't go from 6th grade to Princeton all in one night. You know what I'm saying? So it's something that he's going to have to choose to do.
I'm going to give it up real quick to a Dallas artist. I don't know if you heard him over there in Atlanta by the name of Lil Will. He made a song called My Dougie.
Right. I heard.
But the reason I'm saying that is because Dougie Fresh in the video, you know, paying homage to saying that took his career to a whole nother level because, I mean, man, you know, he's a local artist, but to actually grab a legend like that and put him in your video, that's showing homage to hip hop and what it is and what's going on now.
Right, definitely.
So, hold on 1 second. We got some more music. Hold on.
Yeah, we just gonna play a little bit. I mean, probably going some more of the lyrical differential rather than just, you know, what we heard, because back in the day, you know, we're reciting some of those same lyrics right now. I even caught myself, you know, walking around the mall and just reciting some lyrics, you know, from some R&B and Rakim to a young cat, and he was like, man, that's hot. When did you learn how to rhyme like that?
Right.
See, I think the thing is, like, I call it ABC rhymes today. Like, I like rhymes, like, back, you know, when I was young and when I first got into hip-hop that made me think. And I hear a word, and I didn't know what that word meant, and I'm going to go look it up. Or, you know, they made reference to an athlete that I might not have known, and then I go look it up. And so forth and so forth. And now it's just like, it's not quite the same, you know, like, it's, I get it. You know, you say a line and it's not that hard. Like, I haven't heard a new school line that often that made me go, ooh, ooh, or what did he say? Ho, rewind that. What did he say? Like, those elements of hip hop just seems to be diminishing to me. That's just my opinion. And that's what I have a problem with, you know, when it comes to new school. Like, I'm like that old, stubborn old lady that I'm just not trying to even, I don't want to hear it. No, I can't, you know, I can't accept this. Like, I'm not feeling this. My daughter was in here singing Pretty Boy Swag word for word the other day, and my mouth hit the ground because I ain't listening to it, and I'm wondering where she gets it from. But that's, you know, that's their culture. That's them now, and I can't get with it. So I'm hoping by the end of this show, some of y'all, or somebody convinces me that I need to open up, you know, listen to some people, because I promise you, I'm so stuck. I'm stuck in the 90s.
Let me cut you off real quick. It's not diminishing. It's diminished, first of all. That's dead. Why? Because these kids, these youngsters, they refuse to do their homework. As much as they're online, they refuse to Google Eric B. and Rakim or Slick Rick, so forth and so on. So therefore, we just have to fall back and hope that they'll get it one day. But as of right now, they think they know it all, just like most teenagers. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to have to find out about it by themselves. We can't force it on them, because the more we force it on them, the more they're going to want to slap it away. Now, I never expect you to say, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to listen to this Soulja Boy point, or this rapper here, this rapper there, the skinny boys, whatever they're called, the new boys, excuse me, with the skinny jeans or whatever. I know you're not going to do that, because I know you. However, they have to figure this joint out for themselves. There's no more forcing it. Like with my son, he'll sing the Dougie record all day, but what I'm proud of, he'll go from the Dougie record to a Lil Wayne record to a Nas record. You know what I'm saying? To a KRS-One record. But they have to find out on their own. He didn't know that I was even a rapper until he got to, like, 5th, 6th grade. And once he found out, he went to the computer on his own and started Googling the Tribe Called Quest. After he learned what I did, then he Googled everybody else. Puffy, everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Okay. That. But you know what? We do have to give it up to, you know, a couple of the younger generation. But and this next person that I do have to say, and you already touched on him, he is part of the old school, but he new school generation, Lil Wayne. I mean, if you sit down and actually listen to this cat, he does have great ad-libs, something to say, but it's just he's relating to the kids of nowadays.
Right, he could go either way. That's what I like about Lil Wayne. He could go either way.
And I have to admit, I do like him. I'm a Wayne fan.
Metaphorically, he's kind of nice to me, honestly.
Yeah, I like Wayne.
You know what I'm saying? But like you said, sometimes he may have to dumb it down so they can get with him and understand where he's coming from. You know what I mean? But I think he's a very smart dude, you know?
Do you think he could have hung with a Biggie and a Pac at that time?
You know what? I don't know, but I did see the growth in Lil Wayne, and that's why I appreciate him that much more. Because when the Hot Boys first came out, they had their records like Juvie was doing his thing, BG was doing his thing, and you hear Lil Wayne on the hooks for a lot of those records. And then all of a sudden, it was almost like while you heard him on those hooks or doing those hooks, he was at home just cooking up some new apple pie for you. You know what I'm saying? So by the time he had his chance, it was like, boom. You know what I'm saying? I've been sitting on this for the longest. Y'all going to feel it right now. And lyrically, I can't deny homeboy. And he has a lot of swagger. See, the problem is a lot of these rappers have 99.9% swagger and barely any lyrics to back it up. Lil Wayne has a little of both, and he knows how to pick beats. That's another reason why 50 Cent is successful. He knows a good beat when he hears it. You understand what I'm saying?
Controversy to himself, you know, and that's another aspect of the game.
Right.
So, but going back to the fact on Lil Wayne, you know, I really have a lot of respect for him when he was coming up, like you said, with the Hot Boys, because his mom put a good old sanction on him that he had to come up with lyrics and couldn't curse. And, you know, and still elevated from that point on to where he is now. You know, to a lot of rappers nowadays, for them not to just say it. That's too hard to not even say it in, you know, in a song.
Right. I like that. I like that type of exercise. I really do. That's a good exercise to practice. Not cursing in your rhymes and see how far you could go with it. However, me personally, I'm going to rhyme how I feel. So if I make that mistake and curse, oops, sorry. You know what I'm saying? That's just me, though. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. So,
I came up with a group where we tried to keep most of our lyrics clean, and Ali and Q-Tip, you know, they policed what I was saying a lot of the time. And that was very frustrating because it wasn't me at the end of the day. Not saying that it has to be flim, flam, flam every other word. But if I say it one time, that means I meant to say that. Leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Wow, that's a piece of real talk. We have a caller on the line that's been waiting for a little while. He's been talking to me in the chat room, and he is a huge Tribe fan. So let's welcome E-Dub. E-Dub, you there?
Hey, I'm here. What's happening?
What up?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
You on point five?
All the time, E.
There it is, baby. I've been a Tribe Called Quest, a hip-hop fan from back in the day from when Yo MTV Rap started, man. I can't, it seems like that's what I live by, and I'm 43 years old. I try to break myself, but I seem to can't break myself because back then, hip-hop was fun. You know what I'm saying? And the lyrics was just a party atmosphere. You know, I left my wallet in El Segundo, too. You dig what I'm saying? So
I've been
feeling this for a long time, but when y'all was talking about the rappers and stuff and then about the cursing, I like Craig Mack. Now, Craig Mack didn't come out with no cursing or whatever, but I still like how my man Keith Murray would come through. Him and Reggie Noble, Redman, and all them guys would come through and do their thing with the Woo Because I was a West Coast guy till I started, my partners used to listen to East Coast. So I'm like, let me hear these cats and see what they saying. You know, everybody started out with Eazy-E or whatever. And I just enjoy the fact that hip-hop, and as far as the new school to the old school, you could call it my age or whatever, but it seemed like there was some guys that had a lot to say back then. They have a lot to say now. I don't knock some of these cats. My Soulja Boy, he's got some party hits, and I started to listen to some of them. I can't listen to all of them because I don't know what he, you know, I don't understand the new school stuff. But some of them I kind of like to. I like to hear from, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of mine, in the beginning, the pop, no questions down, they were just lyrical. They were just lyrical. I mean, lyricalists. I mean, they just put it down. And I got a couple of partners that signed with my boy from I can't think of his name, but the group called Heat Mob. You know what I'm saying? Flame them old group, my boy Chuck D now. So they were Heat Mob, but what they call Heat Mob. They signed with Chuck D. They from Kansas City.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They call Heat Mob. I tried to get a couple of them to chime in or whatever, but I couldn't find one of them. But check them out. You know Chuck. Ask Chuck about Heat Mob, man. They finna go on tour with Chuck, but they real nice or whatever. But I listen to their stuff too, and they got a story behind it. I like those that has a story behind it. You know, like Brother Had a Baby. You know what I'm saying? Where people can kind of relate to what's going on. I can't relate to this killing. I wasn't no killer. You know what I'm saying? So I can't relate to that. But I can relate to a story that has something behind it that will try to teach me or try to better myself, if you will, through music. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
You know what I'm saying? What y'all put down or whatever, and to you, Phil, what you put down, because you may not know me, but I know you through AB or whatever, and what you put down, Phil, through your craft or whatever is real nice too, on a DJ standpoint, because you get these guys the light, you know what I'm saying? And you put these guys in rotation in a mix that's so nice that it's just hard to come across. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm gonna cut it short because I know a lot of people want to chime in, but I just want to let you guys know, man. Big ups to y'all, and I'm gonna keep listening. And if you got something new or whatever, I'll find it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And find your wallet and get it out of El Segundo.
Nah, that's actually Tip's Wally, see?
Well, it was all y'all, but I still dig it. You dig what I'm saying? I got that CD in my riding rotation right to this day.
No doubt. I just hate that record. That's all. It's all good, though.
Yeah.
What
all
record
right, bro.
Did you say? I missed it. What record was that?
I forget.
Thundo.
Yeah. That was back on Yo MTV Rap back in the day with Fab Five. Fab Five Freddy. You did? That was back with Dr. Violence and all that. I got all that. By no means necessary with all the boys. You know what I'm saying?
While I got y'all on the line and you got a large library, I'm looking for a scenario. So, not scenario, I'm sorry, the symphony. So if anybody got that, I need that on my iPod. Get me that.
Oh, yeah. You can get that. All you got to do is go online and Google it or whatever. Go to, a lot of sites they got them.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, you can get all that, man. Keep up the work, man. Well, you got something new coming out?
Yeah, real soon, Pop. Real soon.
Real soon? Okay. I'm going to be up that way. I got a partner from New York, so I'm going to come up that way and check y'all out.
All right, cool.
Back.
Y'all, we call from Kansas City. We call from the ATL, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, we got an ATL call on the line right now. Carla, you there?
Yes, ma'am. Andy, Malik, what's good?
Who's this?
It's your barber in Atlanta.
It's my what?
Your barber in Atlanta, Carl.
What up, Carl? You crazy, dude.
You don't know I've been on Andy's show a few times. What's going on?
What's chilling, boy. You know, I'm at the crib right now, fam. What's good?
Oh, okay. Wait, you in the A?
Yeah, I'm in the A. You know what it is.
All right, so I'm going to see you tonight. We're opening a new shop downtown tomorrow. You got to come see it.
Oh, that's what's up. I need a cut, too. You know what it is.
All right. Well, on the subject at hand, I was listening to what the other cat said. What I think is wrong with hip-hop is not so much the content as much as the lack of artistic value in it. Because it's not so much about being able to relate to what's going on in the rap as much as the MC's skill in delivering it. I mean, like, we grew up loving Star Wars and Indiana Jones. I've never been on a spaceship, so I don't relate to that. But the skill in bringing the story to you is what made you enjoy it. And I think that's what's missing in hip-hop now. You know,
right.
You hear songs and a dude is just saying Waka Flocka all the time. I don't want to offend no one and what music they like. But it just seems as if there's no effort in trying to bring something that's finished and polished. And I think that's the biggest problem in hip-hop. The content, that's going to come and go. You know, there's going to be, you know, consciousness rappers. There's going to be gangster rappers. There's going to be, you know, the pimp rappers. There's going to be the fun, having fun rappers like Kid and Play. So it was never really what the content was. It was just more about the skill of the MC and bringing his words to you. And that's the problem. That's why you got to do like Jay-Z, who's like 85, and he's still considered the best rapper out there because none of the newer guys are doing what needs to be done lyrically.
Why you call that boy 85, man? What's wrong with you?
you know, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, him doing that, but it's just a shame that there's no one else, or there's few. I think Wayne does a good job of it. Sometimes he gets a little, you know, spaced out. But there's just too few of the newer guys who are just bringing some real lyrical skill to the hip-hop game. And I think that that's what's wrong with it. And guys are not pushing each other to be better. I remember when being a biter was the worst thing you can be in hip-hop. Now, that's par for the course. You know, so that's what I feel is the biggest problem with hip-hop right now. And I'm so happy to know that you're coming out with an album so we can get some of that real stuff back going.
Real talk.
Yeah, no doubt. My thing is this, man. Everything you said, valid points indeed. My thing is I don't even take it that serious because, like you said, there's conscious MCs, there's your gangster MCs, and just because we were a Tribe Called Quest and we did what it was we did, they tried to act like we didn't listen to stuff like Mobb Deep and Kool G Rap and N.W.A. And trust me, man, we love that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We love that stuff. For one, it's true hip-hop.
Right.
No matter what they want to rhyme about. And plus, the grass always looks greener on the other side anyway. You know what I mean? So I don't take a lot of these cats serious. It's just party rap. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
The way we had Kid and Play, and we was all doing that kick step. Don't even front.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
You know what
I
I'm saying?
That.
Soulja Boy, is a fool. You, whatever.
Yeah.
I ain't that. Let the kids have fun, man. For real.
That's
you know,
true. I mean, you know,
when they
I
start disrespecting, when they start disrespecting what's lyrical and what's art, then I have a problem with it. But as of now, let them kids shine, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know how long it's going to last. You know what I mean? So let them have their fun. For real, for real.
Well, that's true. But I always knew that about you. You're not a hater anyway. But I just wanted to see some real skin. I don't care what it is you're talking about. If you're talking about roller skating on Cascade or hanging out in Bankhead, as long as, you know, you're just doing it with some skill, man, and with just a little bit of love for the craft that you say that you're coming with, then I'm happy, which is
right.
Like all of the new dudes, man. Lil Wayne is the cat I love the most because you can see it in him and that very lyrically adapt is important to him.
Right.
However, I'd rather see these cats making money than not. But I just wish they'd do it with a little more skill, a little more respect for what hip-hop is.
Right, no doubt.
Yeah.
Carl, you're bringing up a topic and a question that we've been pondering here for quite some time, and Fife, maybe you or Phil could touch on this, but we're thinking, you know, what's it really going to take for these young cats to make their hits, make their songs classics? You know, what is it that they're missing that is keeping them from becoming classics?
It's one word, caring, period. Do they care enough to do that? If they don't care, they're not going to do it. If they care, they're going to do their homework, they're going to do it.
Wow.
I think all new artists should go to, like, some sort of hip-hop boot camp, and we could put them through some tests like Diddy did the band, and they got to, like, learn rhymes and recite old rhymes and just learn their history and get it right. Like, I think what happens, back in the day, they had A&Rs and people were grooming them and making sure that you were this way, that way, you knew this, you knew that. And that's really, like, not the case anymore. I don't think artists are being groomed properly. And it creates a disaster, a mess. And I did want to say something about biting, too. I don't know if any of y'all caught the My Mic Sounds Nice that was on BET the other night about the female MCs. And that was something that was brought up about, you know, a new wave artist or whatever, a new female artist, and how she had bit, you know, styles from a couple of the other people. Like, as an artist, and both, I'm going to ask this question to both Malik and Phil, like, having somebody bite your style or, you know, copy you, like, how does that make you feel? Does it make you feel good? You know what I'm saying? Like, you had, you know, a nice flow or a nice line and they took it, or, you know, maybe, you know, Phil, you did a nice mix, or does it make you feel like cheated?
If they already had a style on their own, then I could accept it, because I look at it like, okay, they're just paying homage and just showing love. But if you never had your own style and you just taking it with no regard, then I have a problem with that. That's just straight up biting. You know what I'm saying? Like my man Carl said a few minutes ago, back when we were coming up in the game, you get punched in your face for biting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right now it's like the thing to do, which to me is still not cool. And every MC or every true blue hip-hop fan knows the difference between paying homage and biting. Like, for instance, you know, a lot of people tried to say that Jay-Z was biting Big. But you know and I know that Jay-Z had his own style a long time ago, no matter what style it was. So I could only say that he's paying homage to Biggie when he does stuff like that. I mean, look at the hits he's had. He's had hits upon hits upon hits upon hits. And then there were years where he didn't get on with that major deal and was known as one of the fiercest underground MCs. You understand what I'm saying? So he could get away with certain things. You know what I'm saying? But if you never had a style on your own to brag about, you can't do that. How dare you? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's even look at it at this point. You know, where we talk about with Jay-Z's longevity, you know, when he's putting out his, you know, because he's been doing this thing for a while. There's also other people that have been doing that thing for a while, and maybe they just stopped doing it. I mean, is it because we just don't hear from these artists, or did they just decide, you know what, I'm too old for hip-hop, or I just don't think that that's me anymore and just leave that? Like it was just a thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we don't know. I mean, we're sitting there. We don't know what happened. I mean, we see LL, you know, doing the movies now and doing the acting and things like that, and also promoting different clothing lines and stuff like that.
Well, I know one thing for sure. I know one thing for sure. Man cannot live off rap alone. I promise you that. You know what I'm saying? So that could, no, for real. That could be one of the reasons why people don't look into the craft or honor their craft like they should anymore. Because, okay, you take somebody like P. Diddy, you take Will Smith, you take LL, you take a Jay-Z. What do all of these guys have in common? They're doing movies, they're doing clothing lines, they're doing restaurants, so forth and so on. Those are the most successful hip-hoppers that I can think of off top right now. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z's not really doing movies like that, but he has the clothing line. He co-owns the New Jersey Nets, soon to be Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? He has the 40-40 Club in Vegas and New York and other places. You know what I'm saying? So he's making his money besides just being an MC. P. Diddy, he runs the label. He runs a restaurant. He runs the clothing line. He has his own albums. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of this whole hip-hop game is a mess. This whole music game is a mess. Anyhow, Michael Jackson, his last couple of albums, was having a hard time going platinum until he passed away last year. Then he started blowing back through the roof like the Off the Wall and Thriller Mike. There's a problem with the music industry. You know what I'm saying? And hip-hop is the most fickle of all of the music. These country entertainers like Randy Travis and Garth Brooks, they can sing about one dude will say, I left my heart in Arizona, and then the other one will say, I left my heart in Alabama. They're selling 10 million off top. You know what I'm saying? And they really saying the same thing. You have groups like Gangsta and Mobb Deep and all these other groups. We have to really hustle and work double just to get so little. You understand what I'm saying? So it only makes sense to go outside of the box and try to have your own shoe line and clothing line and restaurant and things of that nature. Hip-hop is just in the dumps right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Wow.
And he brings up a good point, what I was talking about earlier in the show, ladies and gentlemen, that is transcending not only into our music, but, I mean, this is our generation. I mean, some kids who are growing up now, some of the younger people, that's all they know is hip-hop. They weren't around when it was just a fad or just when it was a beatbox or when it was confusing to people. You know, that's what we're really talking about. And Fife is touching on some real talk tonight, ladies and gentlemen. For those who don't know, if you want to call in and talk to Fife, talk to Nika, Ricky, myself, and then maybe hear from Phil because he's sending them back over here, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. I'm wondering what's going on in the chat room on the blog talk because I'm over here in the chat room at howwasyourweekend.com. And, you know, I'm in here saying some Illmatic tripped out stuff myself. You never know unless you join me. But we're just going to keep it open. I mean, Nika, what's going on in the chat room? Talk to us a little bit about what you feel.
A lot of people are agreeing. We have some people that are saying that today's artists are more about making money and not, you know, really about, you know, the true hip-hop game, which, you know, it seems to be consistent that that's what we get. And it's funny to me that I kind of put back in there, my comment is like, there are people who do really love hip-hop. I follow a lot of underground artists. Like we had, you know, Kel Spencer, an independent artist that was on the show with us a couple weeks ago. And it's people like him who really do love it and have been grinding it out and doing it for years, but yet they're not getting recognized. You know, they're not. These aren't the people that are getting deals. These aren't the people that are getting signed. But they're out there. It does exist. But it's how you find it, that will be the question.
Real deal. I'm liking that. We get them like this. Our chat room is live. The phone lines stay live. They listen to what everybody's saying about hip-hop because we can agree. I mean, we grew up on this kind of music. And if you can hear what Phil is over here spinning in the background, you know, you can bob your heads to this if you can do it now, or you can listen to the podcast later on and bob your heads to this. This is a great show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm enjoying it. And I know Phil's over here doing his thing with the ones and twos, and he's feeling it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is about hip-hop. This is about our lifestyle. So, I mean, bringing that up, Fife, I mean, let's talk about that lifestyle that hip-hop is. I mean, did you ever envision this back in the day, that our culture would even, you know, even transcend to white America, Latino America, and even overseas?
Nah, I really didn't. But, my first time going overseas, that's when it opened my eyes like, yo, this thing is truly rock and roll. You know what I'm saying? Because when you first start off doing it, you're basically on the block. You know what I'm saying? And I knew my people on the block loved it, but did I imagine going to Tokyo and Osaka and Sydney, Australia, and things like that, and having them rock with us? Nah, I didn't imagine that at all, but I'm just grateful that we were blessed to even witness those type of things. So to have these young MCs come and just mess it up, I don't think that's happening, man. You know what I'm saying? So I just want them to keep the game alive. Ain't no hating in my blood, man. The next man making money. Make your money, but respect the game at the same time. Because if you don't respect the game, it's not going to be there for you in a minute. You know what I'm saying? You could be the number one album this Tuesday, and next Tuesday you're like number 33, and then three Tuesdays after that, you're not even on the chart. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's such a fickle game, hip-hop is. You know what I mean? So you have to honor your craft. You have to respect it in order to expect to stay relevant. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, I have a question. This one is for Phil, really, because I know being that you're spinning different songs or whatever, I'm not sure if, you know, you have a program director that dictates what you spin, or do you just spin what you want to, but do you spin what you like as far as hip-hop, or do you spin what the crowd likes, even if it's not one of your favorites?
Ooh, that was a good one. That's a hell of a question. And, you know,
I asked that because, you know, back in the back, I used to be at KGRM, and we could play what we want to in a bracket. I had like 20 songs in a bracket that I could play, and I would pick and choose what I wanted. But, you know, nowadays I know most of that stuff is already digitized. It's already set up, you know, in a system. It just rolls, and you're just there. And, you know, like, do you get some say-so? You know what I'm saying? How you feel? Like, not attacking you, but attacking you, yeah.
No, it's cool. I DJ in a major market, so in Dallas, Texas, on the radio. So, of course, I do have a playlist, and it's very strict. Now, when it comes to parties, I don't know if Fife can actually back me up on this one. Right now, there's a age gap going on, meaning that you have your 18 to 21 to 24-year-old parties, okay? You're going to have your grown and sexy, you know, I've made it, and I want to come out and spend a little bit of money parties. Those are the 35, 34 to 40-year-olds. But the in-between generation, they're pretty much mixed up. You know, we don't know if we want to give them Lil Wayne or we want to give them Frankie Beverly and Maze. Now, the best way that I go about things is you have to, you know, survey your audience. As they're coming in, you have to see what's going on with your audience. You can't force things down people's neck. You can't. But at the same time, you can't expose them to different things. Now, there's a line that Outkast said in one of their albums a long time ago, if you don't move your feet, then I don't eat, so we like neck to neck. I live by that, okay? So sometimes I have to get beside myself. I'm from the old school. I love me some Mobb Deep. I love me some, you know, some Jay-Z, you know, but I do love Lil Wayne at the same time. I can't force people. You got to give them what they want, and after you give them what they want, they'll be a little bit susceptible to what you give them. And that's my answer.
Gotcha. Now, okay, so I have another question. This might be a little bit more detailed. Now, I remember back in the back when we were in Grambling, and I think being, you know, that we went to school in Louisiana, it's just so diverse. You have people from everywhere. And I remember, you know, DJs having to play East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, whatever, in order to surprise everybody, because there was no way you were just going to go straight one genre and be able to get the crowd moving and it be a good party. So being in Dallas, I'm not sure how mixed up it is. Do you still encounter that same type of flow and vibe, or is it just straight whatever the playlist is or whatever the, you know, the crowd is?
I do a lot of traveling, so the thing that sets me apart from a lot of other DJs or a lot of other people is the fact that whatever jumps in another city, it'll jump in yours. You just have to bring it back and expose them to it. So my thing is basically don't foresee Dallas. Just try to give them what they want, and like I said, they'll listen to you. But there's some hardheads down here. There's some real hardheads. Real hardheads.
I can imagine. I can imagine. And then, two, you mentioned, I've been holding these questions. I'm sorry, I don't feel like I'm bombarding you, but I've been holding it. Like, you mentioned technology. Now, I am a huge fan of DJs, period. I love DJs. I follow DJs. I buy mixtapes. I'm a huge DJ fan. Are you old school? You still using records, or are you new school and you CDs now?
I'm about to lose some fans when I say this, okay? True school is those records, okay? True school is going back to those records. Now, I have respect for people who use Serato. There's no problems with that, but you have to have come from somewhere. I don't want to see one of those DJs who just got $4,000 real quick and went out and bought some equipment, bought them a laptop, bought the program, and called themselves a DJ. Right, you have to have carried those 100-pound crates of records. You got to know what it is to backbreak. You got to know what it is to go from gig to gig and just get nothing before you get something. You know, a lot of people don't understand that. So, technology has messed up the game. Yes, it has. Everybody and their mama, Joe Blow crack is a DJ now. Okay, so DJing right now, you have to elevate. Okay, you have to change up your game a little bit. I'm into video mixing now, and then going past that. It's a world and a half out there. So technology, yes, has messed up the game. Because, like I said, DJ Joe Blow Crack is going to ask $75 for a gig, where I'm a well-known replica DJ, and I'm asking my price. You know?
So, you're like the second person, like the second DJ I've heard say that this week. Wow. With the $75 exact, like, speech.
Okay, well, I'm just going to put it real.
No, I get it. And it's like, that's crazy. I get it.
There are several DJs that I will not mention, okay, that are charging $100 to $125 for 4 hours and full equipment. I've been doing this now for 23 years. I cannot even blink my eyes on $125. I'm sorry. But you know what? And let's not blame the DJs. It's not the DJs. It's the promoters. Okay? When you just want any old kind of money, okay, and you don't care how the entertainment goes along, you're going to just pay for the cheapest thing that you can get. And then get your night on, but then go home with your fat pockets. That's what's really going on. It's not the DJ's fault. It's the promoter's fault. And then we can go, you know, further up the ladder from there. But let's not blame the DJs, because we can only put so much pressure on them as we put on them to get better. I had a lot of pressure coming up on me. I mean, Grammy, y'all was tough on me. And y'all was mad tough. But, hey, it's all, y'all turned me into what I am today. And that's all.
Look, I must have liked you, because you turned my dining room table into a DJ booth, so you cool with me. You are cool with me.
Hey,
all right.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see their profiles and you want to know who's on the radio talking right now, if you see us over at howwasyourweekend.com, was with a Z, the featured members, once you go into the site, you'll see us right there. It's myself, it's Rick, it's Nika, and it's Spike right here, spinning on the ones and twos. If y'all remember, love songs were hot back in the day. LL Cool J put it down with I Need Love, y'all. I mean, so hip-hop has actually started, you know, from the beatbox to the sweet moves and different things like that. So we're talking with Spike from A Tribe Called Quest. I got myself on the line, and we got Nika on the line, ladies and gentlemen. And DJ Phil of Dallas, Texas is spinning hard on the ones and twos. Call in and talk to us tonight, 646-727-3279. We got about a half hour left in the show, and we want to just ask Fife, you know, the rhyme, the freestyle, you know, when it came from the heart, back in the day is what it is now. Do you think the young cats, the new school, have as much information to talk about, or are they even talking from the heart with their freestyles?
I mean, Are you asking me if they know how to freestyle? Like, I didn't catch that question. I'm sorry.
No, that's, I mean, what I'm saying is, back in the day, freestyling was it. I mean, you just walk up on somebody, you bust your rhyme, you say your piece, even in school, you know, between classes. I'm going to bust my rhyme, you're going to bust yours, and then we just, you know, we put it out there because they speak it from the heart. Now, you really don't catch freestyling unless it's, you know, a little jokey joke here or there. So,
is there substance
in the freestyle?
I don't know if cats know how to freestyle no more, man. Like, for real, it was something that you always had to be prepared. You know what I'm saying? At any moment, coming from homeroom, going to biology class, going to the lunchroom, basketball practice, layup line, suicides, whatever, you had to kick that rhyme off the top, and it couldn't be no written rhymes. Nowadays, I think people are content with calling written rhymes freestyles. And again, a real MC knows a written rhyme from a freshly off-the-top-head rhyme. They don't do that enough no more. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even think freestyling is part of the game like it used to be. You know what I'm saying? Unless you get, like, a KRS-One and a Cypher or a Busta Rhymes and a Cypher. You know what I'm saying? Cats ain't freestyling like that no more. Like, I've heard different MCs saying, hey, rhymes, I don't freestyle. I get paid for everything I do, you know, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Knowing good and darn well that there was one point in time they knew that they weren't ish if they didn't know how to freestyle or attempt it. You know what I'm saying? So now all of a sudden it's not cool to freestyle. That's their excuse for not knowing how to do it, period. You know what I'm saying? So freestyling ain't even part of the game no more, I don't think. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it isn't. It really isn't, and I agree. But I do want to shout out Red Bull for doing the MC tour this year. They did a promotion tour for Eminem, and it was actually like a concert slash freestyle battle that was hosted by Atlanta DJ by the name of DJ Rasta Roots. No, I'm sorry, not Rasta Roots. Dres the Beatnik. So that was a cool thing that it came out, and it was slept on. Like, a lot of people didn't know about it or didn't know that it was going on, and it hit just about every major city. And so, yeah, that was a big thing. I was kind of excited to see that come back.
That sounds about correct for the simple fact that Red Bull, you said, right? Red Bull has an academy for this whole hip-hop thing. So they're going to add that to the site. You understand what I'm saying? There's not enough people doing that, however. You know what I'm saying? So I could imagine Red Bull definitely doing something like that, and a Rock the Bells who would have the main stage and then the Pay Your Dues stage, and then they had a stage where cats were just getting up at random and just rhyming. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was freestyle or written, they need to have more festivals like that. So you get back to what the art really was and really still should be. You know what I'm saying? But everybody's about their money right now. You know, and I'm not even knocking them for that, because to a certain extent, I love the creative side, you know, like going to the studio and working on music and things of that nature. But I don't love everything that comes with it. I'm just really doing it to get my money right. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this for 20 years, so I've seen the love come and go. You know what I'm saying? I'm Tina Turner with it right now. Like, love ain't got nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
Real deal, y'all. This is.
But you still have to be prepared if somebody steps you, period.
Right. You know, and he says that, ladies and gentlemen, no substance. I mean, it was a struggle, even when you could do it, just on point like that. So I know it's got to be tough for these young cats, because, I mean, we're in an age now where it's a lot of video games, a lot of other things that don't keep your attention, where your focus could just be shifted. And I can see where you're coming from with that, you know, not really having the focus or the substance to put in it.
Right.
That's real talk. Now, even when talking about, like, on a one-on-one, you know, type of appeal when we're talking about a freestyle. I mean, even looking at groups, like back in the day you saw a lot of groups.
Mm-hmm.
Now we look at so many groups, so to speak, you know. We have the Tribe, we got the Wu-Tang, you know, the Digital Undergrounds, you know, it doesn't really matter. Ghetto Boys, N.W.A., you know, the group was there, the substances was there, you know. I'm trying to really get a feel if that will ever come back or even if that's a need.
But you know what? We got the groups of the day. We got the Young Money. You know, that's the hottest thing that right now for the young adults. Right now, you got your Lil Wayne, you got your Drake, you got your Nicki Minaj, you got your, what's the other cat? I can't call his name right now. No.
What? Who roll with them? Is it Gutter Gutter? Who else roll with them?
Gutter Gutter, and it's one more cat. But, you know what I'm saying? Right now, that's the group of today. You know, Young Money. It is what it is. You know,
have you realized how much Young Money is like Junior Mafia to me? Like, it just, it's such a huge resemblance. Like, it drives me crazy. I can't even get with it. I'm like, wow, really? Wow, okay.
From everybody, from you know, Lil Wayne being almost the biggie of the whole shebang. So, yeah, I can see the resemblance in that.
Okay, so if Lil Wayne is the biggie of the whole shebang, who's the Drake from Junior Mafia?
That would have been Lil C's, but Drake is way better.
Yeah. I go for that one, too.
Nicki Minaj, Lil' Kim, I get that.
Yeah. And the rest of Junior Mafia, who even knows? I don't even remember their names.
I mean, they had a couple cuts, but I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is, but Junior Mafia, love them, man. I mean, man, you know, I'm going to always play their music. I'm going to always get it from Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's right. Phil's in here spinning, and we'll hear a track from here from time to time. Any callers that want to chime in and listen to us, 646-727-3279. We got right under a half an hour for the show. And in the blog rooms, I know you're there, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, was with a Z, ladies and gentlemen. This is just how we do. We're keeping it real. We're keeping it hip-hop. Nika, talk to us. How they looking in the blog room? How they looking on the phone line?
We have actually a caller from New Orleans. Let me bring him in. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. What's good?
How are you? You're on live. Talk to us.
Yeah, what's up? You know what I'm saying? I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. My name is Osiris Bali. And you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the radio right now, and I'm feeling what y'all got going on. Being from the South, you know what I'm saying, we definitely got a totally different perspective on what we see as far as, like, on the national and the hip-hop regional level. And so my question to y'all was, you know what I'm saying, one, I want to talk to Fife and ask him, it's like, you know, the whole Native Tongues posse, they had a lot of things popping back in the day. And I want to know if he personally had anybody that he saw out there today in the mainstream or the underground level that would possibly fit in with that group. From back then to now, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that he feels the vibe of. And also, has hip-hop gotten to the point where, you know, there's no return of substance in the mainstream hip-hop? Have we gone that far? Because the latest trend right now seems to be this real jingle, pop-type rapping on the South Tip. And at the same time, it's even taking a twist right now where it looks a little demonic, and that could be the latest trend. So I hang up. Much love to all of y'all out there, man. Y'all do your thing, for real.
All right, homeboy. Basically, as far as the Native Tongue Posse or whatever, I think Lupe could have fit in well. I think Kanye West fits in well. Talib Kweli and Mos Def fits in well, and definitely Common. You know what I'm saying? I think they would have fit in with the whole Native Tongue project very well. As far as us being in the Native Tongues, we missed out on a lot. Because we were just, you know, good friends who just happened to like hanging around each other and eventually doing music with each other. Fortunately, we should have done what Wu-Tang set out and did. You understand what I'm saying? Because it was big enough and there was money enough for everybody to make where we could have been successful, but, you know, egos started clashing here and there, and, you know, that was the, you know, that was the end of that, you know what I'm saying? But De La's still doing it. Tribe is at least still on the road, you know what I'm saying? Jungle, I'm not sure what they're up to as a group right now, but you see Latifah's all over the place doing her thing. Moni Love is doing radio in Philly, you know what I mean, as well as XM radio. And, you know, everybody still made something out of it, you know what I mean? So it was all good. Now, I'm trying to remember the other question you had.
The other question was basically, like, you know, we were talking earlier, I guess we were talking a lot about the substance in hip-hop, how it's kind of lacking substance right now. And I want to know, like, back in the day, you know, we had our diversity in hip-hop. We had our party rap. We had the bohemian style flow. We had the conscious rappers. And it all blended well. And, you know what I'm saying? It was something that we all could enjoy. And we that way we could all grow as individuals, as artists, by listening to all of y'all. And I want to know, like, did you ever see that point ever coming back to hip-hop as far as, like, some diversity or just some substance? Because right now, like I said, it's a lot of dance and party music. And it's even taking a weird twist where right now it may be possible that the latest trend that's coming up may be like sort of like demonic and it's like just real kind of crazy as far as like the symbolism in music, you know?
Right. Well, like I said earlier in the show, I truly believe that life is a cycle and it's going to come back around. Or at least I'm going to knock on wood, keep my fingers crossed, and hope that we get it together that it will do that. You know what I'm saying? But right now, let's just be real. Everybody wants to dance. You know what I'm saying? The unfortunate side of that is that's only one portion of life. There's so many different aspects of life that we're not tapping into right now that need to be tapped into. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody doesn't like to be preached to in their music. I know I don't. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you can't gain life lessons by just listening to something you can dance to all the time. I mean, different strokes for different folks, but if you're going to the club, okay, certain music is going to be suitable for that. But when you're at home just chilling and you need to be, you know, you need to just think and relax, you need music for that as well. You need music to roll around to in your Jeep or whatever car you're driving. You know what I'm saying? There's so many different aspects, and I think it's easier for everybody to just go one route, which is the dance route. It's like, Anika, I know you can attest to what I'm about to say. Living in Atlanta, Georgia at one point, there was a club popping off every night of the week from Sunday to the next Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And there was no difference. If you heard Drake at one club, you was going to hear it at the rest of the clubs in the same order the whole week. And then there were a handful of DJs that were flipping a little bit. But for the most part, if you go to Chili Pepper on Tuesday and you went to Kai on Sunday, you were hearing the same music. You were seeing the same people. You understand what I'm saying? So we definitely need to change that. I don't know if it's like that in St. Louis. I don't know if it's like that in Little Rock. I don't know if it's like that in New York right now, but we need to change that, man. We need to make the party. We need to make people want to go to the party again because they're not going to know what's going to pop off next week. You know what I'm saying? Right now it's, oh, I already know what's going to pop off because it popped off last week and 3 weeks in a row. You know what I'm saying? We got to change that, and music is powerful enough to change that. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate you answering that question. And, you know what I'm saying, I just got one last little comment. I ain't trying to elaborate on nothing. But I was just kind of pissed, like, here lately with, like, a lot of the things that was going on as far as, like, in society. My man, Oscar Grant, when he was shot execution style out in Oakland or whatever, and then I didn't hear nothing as far as, like, hip-hop on the mainstream level step up and say something about that. And that's the point where I really want to see, like, you know what I'm saying, let's just stop the party for just a second and let's acknowledge what's going on in society. And back in the day, you know what I'm saying, in the 70s, that stuff was acknowledged. And now, you know what I'm saying, you just don't really hear about it, you know what I'm saying. I feel like it's where hip-hop could be a real tool. But when social issues come up, injustices come up like this, we look at our rappers and like, you know what I'm saying, you're going to schools and visiting people, you're doing stuff for your hood. Now let's speak up in the media and acknowledge the stuff that's going on, because it's a clearance on black life right now. And if we don't say nothing about it in our music, we don't get into the church sometimes anymore, because it's more about economic empowerment. I want to see something going on in the music, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, having this right here. Shout out to my girl, Charlotte. And y'all be easy, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to continue listening to y'all. Much power to y'all, too, as well, all right? All
right, one love,
thank
man.
Thank you.
No doubt.
We definitely thank you for calling in, bro. That's a real deal right there. And, I mean, this is what we're going to give y'all, ladies and gentlemen. We give y'all real substance, real conversation, real talk. That's how we do it. How was your weekend? You got something to talk about? You got something that's on your mind? Me, Nick, and Rick going to hit you with real topics each and every week. Y'all know how we do it in here. We get raw. Fife, I want to thank you for just even participating with the show tonight. Phil, we definitely always as much love with your music, man, and know that we got to hear some things from Phil that a lot of us probably would never know. But this is your valve every Wednesday night when you need to unwind, when the week has been a little heavy. You know, you can't really say what you want to say at work. You can't really do what you want to do with your friends sometimes. Pour yourself a drink. Put the kids to bed. Come on into the happy hour. Log in. Listen. Learn. Because we're going to talk about real issues. We're going to talk about you. We talk about your relationships. We talk about your finances. We talk about your exes. We talk about your sex life. Yeah, it's real. 646-727-3279. That needs to be programmed into your BlackBerry. HowWasYourWeekend.com needs to be your second home, bottom line. So favorite in your favorites, ladies and gentlemen. Are the phone lines looking okay, Nika? I know you're working the switchboard mighty nice over there.
Yes, the phone lines are looking all right, but they're not trying to chime in. They're just sitting there chilling, listening.
That's what's up.
I don't know why they're scared to call in and chat with us, but, you know, they're still talking in the chat room. They definitely were in agreement with the last caller. I believe he said his name was O'Shea. And talking about how it's too much music out here for everything to sound the same, which I definitely do agree with. And just to touch on something that Pfeiffer just mentioned, like being that I did live in Atlanta for a while, and he's right. You know, you go out and you kind of hear the same thing, and it's the same people, and it's just kind of repetitive. And one thing that I could say about living in Baltimore and being back here, and it's different. Like, if you go to a certain club or a certain spot, it's different. Like, there's places that you can go where it's just real raw hip-hop, and that's what you get. And there's places that you can go where it's house music, and that's what you get. You know, there's places where you can go and it's mixed, because the crowd may be mixed. And I grew up in that environment, and I'm used to it. So to be in Atlanta and just kind of like now the world is starting to be more like that, it's different, you know, for me. It's just like a different atmosphere. Like back in the day, I remember you went to New York and it was just all, you know, raw hip hop on the air. And now, you know, New York stations are playing Soulja Boy. It's like, what? They do that now? Like it was different because it seemed like maybe the people commanded or, you know, wanted different things. But now it's just like, I think we all have gotten soft and lackadaisical and just let it chill and let it die.
Hey, Fife.
Yeah.
Check it out, man. We're going to get a little street with this one. And I'm quite sure you get asked this question a lot because I'm a DJ, a very popular one. I get asked this question a hell of a lot. And this is coming straight from you. And this is coming straight from a old school, a classic guy. What are your top five artists of all time?
Hip-hop?
Of
hip-hop,
yes.
Me, personally, KRS-One, mm-hmm. Slick Rick, LL, Grand Poobah, and there's one more I'm trying to remember. Grand Poobah and, Nas.
Okay.
My list is a little bit, you know, it's almost there. I had LL and Nas, but I had Biggie, Pac, and Jay on there, man. I just can't get past those three, man, besides the ones you had already said.
I hate doing lists. You really need, like, top at least 25. You know what I'm saying? To be honest.
Some people taste, and like, the people that you name, man, you went back and you went to the archives on those. And if you're not a hip-hop fan, if you did not follow the culture, you're going to be lost on three of those names that you even just mentioned out.
Right, right. Yep.
No, I had to find out from a person. And it's kind of funny that you put your name in there.
What?
Come on, man. Did you put
you
all up in
there? My name in there?
The movement that y'all did, man, from the
90s,
man.
I thought you were talking about soloists, you know what I'm saying? But,
you
know, man. Groups, I don't think I would put group in there anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'd let y'all do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
It goes
without
saying. So,
right.
Hold on one second.
And it's funny that, like, what, three of the people that you named in your top five was at Rock the Bells on Sunday. So you was in seventh heaven. Did you actually get a chance to look at the show and see the acts that came on before you?
No, you know what? I didn't see the acts before me, but I've seen them before. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just not this run. But, yeah, I was glad to be on the same bill as Slick Rick and, Karis One, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's big. I don't think I mentioned who was on the show earlier, but the show, I mean, definitely was a great show to catch if you are into, you know, real hip-hop is what I consider it. I definitely would look into checking out Rock the Bells next year if you guys didn't get a chance and haven't had a chance. I've been fortunate enough to actually see two Rock the Bell shows, one in Atlanta, and then I saw the one this weekend, and I am definitely a fan. And the website is www.rockthebells.net, so I would definitely, if I could get to a show next year, I'd try my best to get to a show.
Yeah. That are actually being performed, I mean, this coming weekend is going to be out of control. It's Labor Day. It's going to be hot. Not only hot outside, but just hot with music and celebrations. Football season is about to start. And
yeah.
We're going to kick, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about Grambling for a little bit. This is going to be the very first weekend that Grambling State University plays Louisiana Tech in Shreveport.
Woo!
You know that's going to be a hot one. And if it's going to be hot on the field, you know the party life is going to be where it's at. Phil, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Man, I don't know too much about it. My manager took care of everything. All I know is I will be Twittering and Facebooking everybody. They did rent out the convention center. Grambling State University actually did, so this is going to be an official alumni party. So everybody who's following me, everybody who's not following me, you're going to have all the information. Everybody meet up in Shreveport. My God, it's going to be crazy down there.
Yo, and if you follow him while he's talking about Twitter, if you follow How Was Your Weekend on Twitter, we'll have the information there as well. So
yes, the Twitter address is at @HWYWeekend. That's just in case they didn't know.
Just in case they didn't know. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Program us. We're going to become part of your lifestyle from here on out, ladies and gentlemen. So, Fife, talk to us.
Yo.
You've been doing. Tell us what you got going on now. We heard a young man ask you a question earlier about if you got some new information coming out. You know, tell us what you got going on with yourself.
Yo, first of all, I'm working on my clothing line called the Kennel Clothing Company. You know what I mean? Working on that right now. Working on my foundation, Fight for Life. It's going to be dealing with JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund, as well as the Kidney Foundation, National Kidney Foundation. And then my album, I'm gonna drop an 8-song EP first, and then I'm gonna drop the album, which is called Songs in the Key of Fife, Volume 1, Cheryl's Big Son. And
I just put my son in. My son just started high school yesterday, so I'm busy doing the family thing, you know what I mean? So I'm working, though, man. It's popping.
Hey, that's what's up. Big shout-out to that.
Hold on. I got a sports column on hiphopdx.com. It's called The Fanalist. Y'all need to check that out. You know what I mean? And also, I scout for basketball players for a prep school in Connecticut called South Kent School. It's a prep school. So if you play ball, you're nice, you need to get at me. You know what I'm saying? The email is monthly, M-U-T-L-E-Y, the number 5, at yahoo.com. And I also have an AAU squad out in Oakland. So it's popping. I'm doing it big. You know what it is.
Yo, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Host one of my parties for me.
Say what? It's nothing. Just holler at me. You know what I'm saying? Where you at? Where you located?
Well, I'm in Dallas, but I do a lot of traveling. I come out to Atlanta a lot. But the thing is, I want you at one of the events, you know, like 3,000 strong, like the homecoming, man. You know what I'm saying? Get on the mic with me, blah, blah, blah. Just get everybody crunked up and just have a great time, man. That would be an honor for me.
Now, the homecoming where? Grambling?
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Man, dude, hey, you know what? We'll take care of some stuff for you, but just, you know, hey, please just come bless us.
Yeah. Get my numbers from Nika, and it's on.
Word. Done deal.
Yeah.
That's how we do. This is life.
Oh, yeah, and Fife is on the, his profile is up on howwasyourweekendwaswithaz.com, too. Email address is uploaded on there as well. So if you wanted to contact him, you can contact him via that as well. So there it is.
Yo, what that profile looking like? What did you do?
It's nice. Come on. It looks good.
He wasn't by a computer.
I created his profile for him. So you had to put me out there like that. It's nice.
Don't have me looking crazy, Kate.
No, I would never do that to you.
Well, this has been cool. I mean, this is how we get down, ladies and gentlemen. Hip-hop. I mean, I just have a couple quick words to say about hip-hop. I mean, it's in me. You know, I kind of kick down up and down the streets doing a little beatbox myself. Even when I start the car up, I'm going to be playing Rock the Bells all the way home because I've been waiting and debating for so long. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it feels. So, I mean, as we kind of wind down to the end of the program, ladies and gentlemen, I definitely want to thank the Five-Footer for being on the show and representing. You know, big ups to my man DJ Phil for spinning the tracks, ladies and gentlemen. He's got the hype music. He's hot. Follow us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to give you some more information on that. And, Fife, what I'd like to do is when your album comes out, you know, we'll stay in touch. And, you know, we're going to have a contest with our winners to go ahead and maybe give them a little sample of that CD when it's released.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're looking, no doubt.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. So, Nika, did you enjoy the show today?
I did. I had a great time. Thank you so much, Fife, for coming on. We've been wanting to do this show for a while, and we're just grateful to have you come on and chat it up with us.
Thank you. Glad to be a part.
Yeah, so we'll have to have you come back and do one of our other shows. When we talk about love and relationships, it gets pretty ugly. Tonight was pretty calm. I'm glad, though. I ain't with that.
I'm cool on that. I'm cool. But, just let them know I'm married and I'm happy. It's all good.
Yeah, you got to call up and have you talk about that, being married and happy.
I know. I ain't nothing. Nope.
Just like what Nika said, we talk about relationships, we talk about your money. In fact, from next week, we're going to talk about your relationships and your money. Sex sells. How about that young lady that'll go out and sell her body for about $300, $200, maybe even $35, $45 just because she needs a little break? How are you?
Lord help her.
Huh? I mean, we're going to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. And we also are going to talk about how the men are willing to actually pay for it themselves. You know, what kind of man is okay with paying for sex? I mean, we're going to talk about it, y'all. Sex sells. If you really got to have it, do you really have to pay for it? And are you okay with being labeled a hoe, a trick? That's your choice. That's your life. But that's how we do. You know, I want to thank my callers and the bloggers who've been in. You know, definitely want to say thank you to Nika, Ricky, and Phil is sending us up out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I have thoroughly enjoyed myself. Five dog to five footer from the Tribe Called Quest. Much love, man. Stay a part of the community. Stay a part of the family. HowWasYourWeekend.com is going to be a household name, and we're starting each and every Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. Pour yourself a drink and be ready, because this is how we do. On behalf of my frat, on behalf of my family, on behalf of the callers and listeners, I want to say go mob. Good night. And we gone.
Thank you.